Good evening, everybody, and welcome to episode 100 of the GVG Cast, the Big Hundo. We made it, y'all. I am here, finally. Thank you all for being so patient, but I am here with my good friends and GVG partners, Derek Bittner and Daniel Alba, to celebrate this incredible milestone with all of you and our amazing audience. Derek, first of all, I want to give a big round of applause to you because your PC has been acting up and you have been going through it trying to get this set up in a way that we can still do the show. So just, I'm not going to blow out anyone's mics here, but just a quick golf clap for you, my friend, because you've been kicking ass. How are you doing, man? How's it going?
So here's what's going on right now and why I'm probably so overtaxed. So for whatever reason, my Discord does not want to have video anymore. Every time I bring up Discord to have, you know, to record it the way we usually do, to have it all set up the way it usually is, it freezes. Freezes up Discord, all that stuff just does not work. So I was trying to find a way to fix it, and I was told that going to the 64-bit version would fix it. It did not fix it. So right. I was looking to the other program we've used before called Video Ninja. And I learned from recording the GVG, the game club this past Thursday, that it has a setting where it automatically messes with your audio gain. So if I raise my voice a little bit because I'm known to project, because that's what you got to do when you're doing a show, my volume goes down. So that didn't work.
Right.
I couldn't do that. So I was looking for ways to fix this. And I was like, oh, okay, so there is a way to turn off audio gain on Video Ninja, but the option only appears if you're trying to put the source directly into your OBS. So I was like, okay, we'll work around that. We'll put in my source, Daniel's source, and Ash's source all into my OBS and try to make
right.
that work. Well, guess what? My computer is like, oh God, the strain. We are delayed. We're choppy as all get out, as everybody can see right now. But yeah, it's a mess. It's just a mess. And my computer is just not strong enough to handle all this stuff. And I do not know what's causing Discord to do all that. I might have to just do a full uninstall, reinstall type thing. So yeah, we were trying. We were trying so hard to get this all set to go, but it is just not
cooperating. And of course it happens for episode 100.
I know, right? It's up. Like, we already delayed it because we want to have as many of us as possible here. And
yeah,
100 is cursed. We can't get the triple digits.
You can't make this up, guys. I mean, like you said, one of the reasons we delayed it was because we wanted to have, it was only me and Brandon last week, and we wanted to have a full panel for 100. But then it turns out that Steve has been held back at work today, and Brandon is on baby duty, so we still couldn't have a full panel of four. So we just seem to be a little bit cursed right now. But Daniel, we haven't heard from you yet. How are you doing?
A little better than the others on this panel, I think.
Yeah.
I've been recovering from last week. It was a whole event with EmblemCon, which I'm sure some people in the panel or some people in the audience are probably aware about or were attended to. But yeah, I mean, if we have to make this episode 99.5 a tech support episode, I mean that's fine. I mean we're trying to make things work here. We want everyone to be, you know, as stable and as functional as possible because we all work together to make the show happen. I wish I could help Derek more than what I can right now because
I know.
I know exactly what you're going through with the computer just not having, you know, the necessary resources to do a basic show, which is frustrating. Sorry that
my computer is definitely getting older. It needs a bit of an upgrade. I don't have the funds for an upgrade. So although in other news, you know, they put out that whole benchmark for Final Fantasy 14, and I'm able to run the graphics update that they're going to be putting out for that game, so I'm at least happy about that.
That's good.
But otherwise, yeah.
Dino Pulse Zeta, to answer your questions, it's like 1 a.m. or almost 2 a.m. for John, so John isn't usually on GVG Cast unless, other than some specific instances in which we're able to do the show earlier. so it's not 1 a.m. for him. We never expect anyone to work outside of normal working hours. That's just not what we're about here. So we're not going to ask him to be awake at 1 a.m. his time to be on GVG Cast with us. It's just not fair. Also, to go back to a question you asked earlier, before right when we started, you asked how I expected people to know, and if I expected everyone to be a patron. Of course I don't expect everyone to be a patron. I'm not quite sure what you were talking about, but if you're talking about the move of GVG Cast over to Twitch, I actually did make social posts on Twitter, on our YouTube community page. I made a public post on our Patreon. I posted in our Discord. So I actually did communicate it everywhere I could. And I apologize if you didn't see any of those posts, but I certainly don't expect everyone to be a patron, and I don't only post updates in our Discord, if that helps to answer your question. But anyway, I'm sorry about that you missed the memo on that, but long story short, we had to move GVGcast over to Twitch for the overall health of our YouTube channel algorithmically. So that's why we did that. So,
you know, if we have technical difficulties again next week, we got to call it, 99.8 final chapter prologue or something like that.
Oh yeah, over 2 days or some, over 2 weeks, yeah, yeah, something like that.
And then it'll be 99.9.
Yeah.
Right after that.
the build up to episode 100. So
until then, welcome to 99.5 FM GVG Radio.
maybe I'll put Bug Style Mega Man EXE on the thumb for this one, just to communicate the silliness that we're having right now.
We're gonna make the best of a situation. So
yes, yeah. When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. And just because this is not the actual 100, presumably, that doesn't mean we're gonna skip out on our patron birthday shoutouts. Happy belated birthday to Miiverse Mod, who celebrated theirs on August 11th. Thursday, April 11th. So happy belated birthday to you, Miiverse Mod. And so, Daniel, I know you said you mentioned that you had done EmblemCon. It sounds like it was a pretty successful experience for you, right? You've not the first time you've done it, of course.
Yeah, that was our fifth year anniversary of EmblemCon. We've actually been doing this for 5 years. I've been doing it for 4 years. One of the hosts invited me over to be their art designer, art director in the 4 years ago. And I pretty much have been doing all their art promotions, overlays, animations, transitions, all that visual identity since way back then. And it's grown. It's grown really large. We have, I think there was a total of 4,700 people in the Discord this weekend. Maximum.
Nice.
Wow.
And for those who don't know, because I feel like I've only talked about this every now and then, EmblemCon, it takes place on Discord. All the servers are listed as like Artist Alley, and so every channel is like a person's booth, like booth, for example, and you can talk to the artists, you can see their shop. There's a bunch of little games going around. There's like a stamp rally, so you buy from multiple shops, you get other free items from people. There's Exhibitors Hall, which is, you know, like you can buy merch. There's Fire Emblem Cypher cards. I was in the Exhibitor Hall as a, you know, as their designer. And the main draw of this weekend always is the panels. So on Twitch, we have a whole bunch of different panels, whether it's presentators, quiz show, game shows. And the main draw, I think, is our voice actor discussions. We have a lot of voice actors from the Fire Emblem series just come over. They donate us like an hour of their time. We interview them. We talk to them. I talked to a lot of people that weekend. And trust me, this is not without its technical issues as well. We had some technical mishaps during the weekend too. I'm like the one they go to for the Twitch just know-how, because everybody else doesn't really use it the same way that I do. So I had to line everybody up with how we do this, and there were some technical issues here and there. We literally had a discussion with Greg Chun, the voice of Ike. I was kind of in the background as someone else was hosting and talking, but then their internet crashed. And so I had to like jump in, take over, and be like, oh, hi, Greg. I guess we're here now talking for the next like 45 minutes. So things happen. Things definitely happen. But there were a lot of good times there. We raised money for Doctors Without Borders. We set a goal for 1,500, and we raised 2,400 over that entire weekend. So nice. It was really good. Yeah. We went from a 3-day con to a 4-day con because there was just so much happening and so many people were applying. Last year was super busy. It was like back-to-back panelists, and we could not handle doing everything crunched up in 3 days. So, yeah. Also, someone in our community, Azran, was also running a panel that weekend as well, was doing a lot of piano, like on-the-fly piano, matching up to, like, people took photos of their merch, like Amiibo and other stuff on there, and making a scene of that, and then Azran would play the music matching that. And also did some Fire Emblem remixes. Like, yeah, it was really impressive.
That's awesome.
And we're so thankful for Azran and everybody else who was able to be a part of EmblemCon. It was such a good weekend. I'm still kind of feeling it, the brunt of it, because, boy, sometimes you're working from, like, 6 a.m., 8 a.m. to, like, 8 p.m. or who knows when, because you're just
like
tag-teaming in and out. Yeah, yep. Yeah. It's crazy. It's like the con experience without actually being at the con. So it's busy, but it's good busy work. And, yeah, My personal highlight was chatting with Xanthi Huynh, who does the voice of Marianne in Three Houses. Very nervous to do that, but I think she was a bit nervous too. We were both kind of doing that together, and it was a good time. It's just, you never know what's going to happen in these conventions, because we had a separate voice chat for voice actors that are just waiting in the wings to swap out with us. So we were at the end of our hour, talking about, you know, random things. And then Koi Dao and Laura Stahl, who does the voice of Kagetsu and female Lear in Engage, just kind of raided the our discussion in the middle of it before we finished. but they're all friends, so they all kind of know each other. We're just chatting about, like, do you like pineapples on pizza or whatnot, just randomly.
Of course.
But yeah, it's always a fun random time over there. But yeah, that was pretty much my last week. That's why I wasn't here last week. But I'm glad everyone had a good time.
Yeah, well, we're glad you're back, of course, and we're happy you had a successful EmblemCon. It sounds like it was a blast, and super happy for you, dude. And like we were talking about before, it doesn't matter if it's online or in person. There's nothing that quite drains you like working a convention. So I completely understand why you're still a little bit out of it. For my part, I have finally recovered from my whirlwind trip to John's wedding a couple of weeks ago, because it was very last minute, very quick, kind of an arduous trip to make. But I'm so glad I was able to make it. It was so wonderful getting to see him on him and Roxy on their special day. And that was a blast. And ever since I've gotten back, I've just been catching up on freelance work and keeping our Patreon stuff going. I've got a video coming up. Steve and I both actually have a video coming up next week on the channel, so look forward to that. I can't talk about what it is, but look forward to it. I think it's something you all are going to be pretty excited about. Otherwise, I've just been keeping up with things myself. I did finish Final Fantasy 16. Finally, my wife and
I
finally
the Rising Tide DLC just came out. Well, so you didn't finish it.
I finished the main game. So
you're never done.
I finished Echoes of the Fallen. Then we finished the main game, and now I'm playing the Rising Tide kind of when I can. It's not my first priority. 7 Rebirth is still my first priority, but we did finish Rebirth, or sorry, 16. And the funniest thing, you guys. The sprinklers in our apartment just happened to go off during the ending, and I don't know why how that can happen. It's really weird.
Talk about crazy coincidence.
Yeah, obviously I wouldn't dare spoil anything, but as I've said, you know, throughout my playthrough of this game, very rarely have I been so completely turned around on and considered myself so wrong about a game. I didn't think it would be for me based on all the pre-release marketing and trailers and stuff, and I could not have been more wrong. It is, I loved it. Loved it. Not a perfect game by any means, but I absolutely loved it. And that ending, ooh, man, boy, oh boy. But yeah, so I'll be playing The Rising Tide when I can, but Rebirth is my main priority. And I just hit Chapter 11. I saw someone in chat asking for an update on where I am. I just hit Chapter 11. I'm doing the World Intel stuff in that region. And I'm so excited for what's coming, especially Chapter 12. I won't say why, but those of you who played it know probably why I'm excited about 12 in particular. Yeah, Rebirth is just, I love it so much. I love it to death. And I'm thinking about it now. Sorry, guys. Show's over. I'm going back to play it right now.
It's been a while. I'm in Costa del Sol still, because I've just not been able to play that much. But I just met up with a certain character and ready to take on some mini games. I'll put it that way.
Yes. And there are mini games to spare in Rebirth, that's for sure.
That is a common thing. Like, I think I think Costa del Sol is chapter 7?
I can't remember. Yes, I believe. No, I think it's actually chapter 6.
Is it 6? Okay.
I think Mount Carell's chapter 7.
Okay. Okay. Jeez, there's so much.
I still can't believe they were able to make this game at the scale they have. It's just there's so much content, and the way they were able to recreate this world to scale, looking as good as it does. It is especially in the span of less than 4 years. That is really an impressive feat. Mm-hmm. And it's just
they must have been working side by side, at least as far as modeling locations or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Derek, what have you been playing lately, man?
Not a whole lot. I've been trying to keep up. I'd love to play Rebirth and all to like, get through that, but it's just tough to do. Otherwise, I started a little bit of Unsighted, but I've only been able to play like the first 40 minutes of it. I just decided to pick up this indie game that's a bit of a top-down Metroidvania, from what I hear. And what I've played so far is really good. And I know they have developer that made that has a new game coming out. I forget which one it is, but it's like a 3D. It's a 3D Metroidvania that was revealed during during Xbox or PlayStation. What they're up to. I can't remember for the life of me, but it's one of those things like, you know what? I want to check this out. I take a little break before I move on to either Octopath 2 or Star Ocean 2. Otherwise, thanks to streaming, I have been able to enjoy CrossCode, getting close to the end of that. That one's a really good one. Playing more Yakuza 0 as I've hit chapter 10.
And I saw you playing it the other day.
And what else? And trying to get through Endwalker before before Dawn Trail comes out, because it's just a year for Final Fantasy, I swear to God.
It really is. It we are living in a good time to be a Final Fantasy fan between 16, the DLC, 14, Rebirth. Like, we're really eating right now.
Same thing with
being a TMNT fan. Like one of the most random things during Indie World this week was that TMNT roguelike that's being ported from Apple Arcade over to Switch. And like, not that I'm like super excited specifically for this game, but they are just doing so much with the IP right now. They announced that Last Ronin movie that's apparently going to be an R-rated movie based on the Last Ronin comic series. Like, that's got me super hyped. So TMNT Final Fantasy fans, we are eating.
I mentioned it on Twitter, but wouldn't it be awesome, Ash, if they decided to make that as a pseudo follow up to the original TMNT movie? Since they're going live action, bring back the Jim Henson suits, and bring back the actor if they can.
That would be so cool. I still love that original movie so much.
Oh, it's one of the best. One of the best comic adaptations ever.
One of my favorites.
But actually, speaking of Indie World, Daniel, you streamed yourself playing some of the demos. Which demos did you check out?
Yeah, this just yesterday I streamed both Europa and also Anton Blast right after another. Boy, nice. What a tonal whiplash to go from one to the other.
Yeah, I bet.
I don't think you could get two games more opposite from each other than those two. They're both not very long. Like Anton Blast has like two stages that are pretty much get you used to how the controls work. And then Europa is just, I'm impressed with Europa. It's like the scale looks so large for an indie title. It's very chill. It's very relaxing. Just kind of exploring this world. You're just this young boy, or I guess you're kind of a robot actually. I didn't even notice in the trailer, but when you look at the eyes, one of the eyes has an aperture in it. And it's not like you're not actually a human, and you're like exploring this world. You're collecting these pages that I guess are, I'm just gonna say your grandfather is like speaking to you, in like this desolate world that's been, I don't know, I don't know everything about it because that's what I'm intrigued about. There's like some lore to this world that I don't know quite yet, but it's essentially looks like a moon of Jupiter, because Europa is a moon of Jupiter, and you can see Jupiter in the sky.
Oh, so interesting.
I'm wondering,
okay.
Like. I'm really wondering, like, how in the world is this all like tied together with the narrative and the location? But yeah, it looks beautiful, very beautiful for what a what the Switch can make for an indie title for this kind of scale and this kind of scope. So I'm very interested in seeing more of this game. It's not too long. You get a pretty good idea of like movements and, you know, running around, exploring, collecting some collectibles here and there. But yeah, that one, if you're into like those chill vibes and a kind of Studio Ghibli, Breath of the Wild kind of, you know, environments, then I think that's something you can definitely look into. Try the demo. Definitely try the demo. It's not that long. And then nice. Anton Blast is pretty much in taking 5 energy drinks in video game format. That's pretty much what that is.
It really is. I can't. Europa was the one that stood out to me the most, I think, during Indie World, and I really want to play that demo this weekend. And also Anton Blast, but I did just play that at PAX a few weeks ago, and man, is it fun. It's just pure chaos, and I love it.
I need to check it out. I've always heard good things about it, that and Pizza Tower, so getting at least one of these Wario-like games on the system is pretty great. And honestly, it looks even more unhinged than Pizza Tower, so it's like, oh god.
Yeah. By the way, thank you so much. We've got a level 2 golden Capitrine during a technically beleaguered GVG cast episode. That is so cool of you.
What's a golden Capitrine?
I don't know. What is it? I thought you set that up, Daniel. I don't know what the heck that is.
I don't know
what it is either. I was going to ask you, Derek, because you're like the Twitch.
Well, I've only seen hype trains.
Yeah, I've only seen hype trains. What have we done this time? I don't know.
Is it because we're broken technically, and this is sort of an unofficial episode?
I don't know, but we also got a Prime sub from Joe Haman. Thank you so much. You've been subbed for 12 months. And Shellshot Prime with a tier 1 sub, who's been subscribed for 30 months. Thank you both so very much.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
We need to check out the Cat Quest 3 demo because John's in beginning.
Yeah.
That's right. He is.
He's in there.
Also, thank you again, Joaman, for gifting 2 tier 1 subs to our community, and Becca gifting 5 tier 1 subs.
I think everybody's curious what the hell is a golden Capitrine. They're just like, I don't know what happened with this.
Did we like hit the jackpot or something of high trains? I have no idea.
Did we? I don't know. This is apparently right, it's a rare thing. I can't click on it. I literally tried to like look up something I forget what I was looking up in terms of what I was talking about, and it would not load. I am literally at the edge of what my computer can handle. It will not load a website. Worry. So
it's a roaming hype train, possibly coming to a channel near you.
Oh,
huh.
What?
And I guess get it if enough people use the rare golden Kappa emote for 24 hours across Twitch. They're an upgraded hype train that appears on randomly selected channels. Okay.
Well, yay.
We hit the lottery. Cool.
Well, now we're episode 100. Too bad.
I guess this does have to be, I mean, at this rate,
No, please, no. Not with all these technical difficulties. Oh, God.
No, I know. You're right.
I'm embarrassed by this.
Fate finds a way to make these things happen.
Thank you, Johaman, for 2 more tier 1 subs for our community. Aramis Bearmis for the tier support. 1 sub. And thanks to Wolf for 5 tier 1 subs to our community. And Professor Bonk gifting a sub to our community. You all are so cool for being so supportive during this technically beleaguered episode. Seriously, it hasn't been a fun time for us during this setup process. We all felt really bad about this happening for what was supposed to be episode 100. And as always, you all are giving us the good vibes that we try to put out into the world. So thank you so much. Seriously, it means the world to us. And I know Derek, after what he's been through with the setup today.
I mean,
Who is this anonymous?
Oh, wow. Anonymous is Gifter. Is that the cap? I don't know, Cassius. DevStats with 100 bits. Pwnchow. Gifting a sub to Gamer Blake. My God, you guys are being so generous. What? It's ridiculous.
Seriously.
What was I saying? I was going to mention something about the setup for the stream, but now I've completely blanked.
Oh, an anonymous gifter.
I've completely blanked. God. You blow my mind.
I've lost
an anonymous gifter with 5 tier 1 subs and Born 66.
That's like the highest high train we've ever had.
Yeah,
on
it just, it just said all-time like record has been broken.
Level 5 golden Capitrine. Maybe we need to have technical issues more often on Twitch.
I guess. I don't know. I just...
This is broke the system. Just simply broke the system.
This is wild.
I, I'm so confused, but I am very happy, but I'm so confused.
Well, speaking of something that makes me very happy, I want to talk about this with you guys. And this came up in chat a little earlier. And of course, we have to talk about this a little bit. Shadow has been cast in Sonic 3.
Has it been officially put out, or is it sort of leaked and they're like, okay.
So it was leaked, but it was confirmed by the Hollywood Reporter, which is kind of, I mean, that's pretty airtight. So it hasn't been officially mentioned by Sega or Paramount yet. But okay. If the Hollywood Reporter's leaking it and they're putting their, you know, their reputation behind it, generally I think you can be pretty safe. So I should say it's not official yet, but it's looking like it's probably is. Keanu Reeves is likely to be Shadow in Sonic 3. Maybe it'll somehow not be true, but it seems like it. And I have to know your thoughts. I'll just get mine out there right away. I think hell effing yeah. I don't know if Twitch cares if I swear or not, but hell yeah, I am so into that casting.
I mean, it's kind of perfect. It's one of those things that draws in new people, but also has established fans being like, yeah, I'm down for this. I want to see this. And, you know, everybody just imagines Reeve putting on his John Wick voice, which it'd be really funny if he chose a different voice entirely, just throw people off. Like, nah, we're not going to do the John Wick voice. We're just going to do the, I don't even know. His Bill and Ted voice.
It's funny because I hadn't previously considered Keanu, but like when you think about it, and when you think, I need guns, lots of guns, like it actually kind of works. It's weird, but it's actually kind of perfect. And I can't wait. Assuming it's real, I need this movie in my brain right now, man.
I just want a trailer. Yeah. That's all I want.
Yeah, seriously.
I need that.
What about you, Daniel?
Yeah, I have no objections to this casting. As Max and Lee in chat is saying, Jim Carrey and Keanu Reeves in the same movie, count me in.
Hell yeah.
That's very odd, yeah. I mean, it's not like Reeves doesn't do kids' movies before. He played a sage in the latest SpongeBob movie.
Right.
So,
and as I understand it, I don't know what he was approached for, but I, as I understand it, he was offered something in the MCU and he turned it down, which is hilarious when you think that he turned down, if that's true, that he turned down an MCU opportunity, but said, hell yeah, to Sonic.
I mean, to be fair, it's a voice acting thing where you come in for a day or two and bam, you're done. Here's my paycheck.
Yeah. Amaramud 18, I hope I said that right. I apologize if I didn't. Thank you for the 5 tier 1 subs to the community. Seriously.
Yeah,
this
level
5 yeah, we're still yeah, we're train still going.
Amazingly, it's still happening.
And Jung Ant, thank you for the sub. Jung Ant, thank you very much. What were you going to say, Derek?
No, it's just one of those things. It's like I'm kind of just amazed by it all and Reeves himself, I mean, he's definitely had himself a renaissance in terms of how people treat him, because I remember him getting lambasted back in the day. I've never seen it, but in the Dracula movie, apparently he is not great.
Really?
I've not seen Bram Stoker's Dracula. Yeah.
You know, what I did see recently, though, with Keanu Reeves in it, and it surprised me. I was looking for a movie that was probably going to be boring enough or bad enough to put me to sleep on my flight to the UK for John's wedding. So I had heard really bad things about The Matrix 4, and 2 and 3 were awful. So I figured, okay, The Matrix 4 is probably going to put me right to sleep. It actually was pretty good. It was better than 2 and 3, I thought. I was like, wait, you're supposed to put me to sleep. I actually kind of want to see this through. I was surprised.
I hear it's kind of a commentary on, like, Warner Brothers basically coming to the Wachowskis and being like, we're going to make this without you or not. And they're just being sort of being forced to make it and come back to it under protest. And like, there's, a bit of a commentary going on there about what they had to go through. But I've not seen Matrix 4.
Definitely.
So, no.
All I can say is that is a very accurate statement, I would say. So if you get around to it, don't let 2 and 3 turn you off, because 4 was actually pretty good. So. And thank you for the Prime sub, Clockworth Clone. Really appreciate it. Also, our anonymous gift subber has revealed themselves in our live audience chat. It was Amarek. It was our patron Amarek. So thank you so very much.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
God, we hit level 6.
Yeah, we had hit level 6. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I was going to mention something else about. Oh yeah, since John's not here, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that this past Sunday we had the first ever 30-minute episode of Bluey.
Oh, you and John were talking about this, and you said made you cry, right?
Oh God, yeah. But I've also noticed that the Bluey blowback has begun because people on Twitter are just like, it's a kid's show. It's just like they're starting to get like, why are these adults acting like this that don't even have kids? And there's this blowback and I'm like, oh God, I'm not in the mood for this. I don't care, but it's a good episode. It's a send up to the fans. It could work as a series finale in a lot of ways. It's not, There's still one more episode for this season to come out this weekend. But, if you've been a longtime fan and seeing this stuff or gone through the situation, it hits. They know how to make it hit, and it's still funny. That you know, throughout the episode. I don't want to reveal anything as far as with the structure in case you two ever decide to watch it. But it was just a pretty great episode. And
I'm really missing out.
Yeah, kept Kai interested the entire half hour, so that was cool. So
nice. I mean, I don't really have any frame of reference for it other than I know it's kind of like a cultural phenomenon, but I haven't like gone out of my way to avoid it. I'm not like, oh, ew, a kid's show. It's just more that I haven't really watched it.
I mean, it's literally meant for preschoolers, and that's not usually something that adults gravitate towards. But it was something as a father, as just like everybody's talking about, I was like, well, maybe this will be good to watch since, you know, he'll enjoy it and whatnot. And it's like, oh no, this is actually good for like, this is actually entertaining. So it's just one of those things. So great to see that the storytelling also just, carries over from the 7-minute format to the 30-minute format. So very neat.
Right. Very cool. Very cool. Speaking of cool animation, I just started watching, as part of a Fight a Partner session with our patron, Benji Bear Pup, I started watching Steven Universe with them. And I've always knew that Steven Universe would probably be something that would be right up my alley. I just never got around to it. But yeah, we watched the first 6 episodes, and yeah, it's right up my alley. It's really cool. Have either of you seen it?
I've not, but I've also heard that from a lot of people that early Steven Universe is only okay. Like, it's pretty good, but that's when it gets to the later seasons where it's like...
That's what I've heard, too.
It starts cohesing into a plot, like an actual ongoing plot, that it really picks up.
That's what I've heard as well. And I kind of think, like, it might be comparable maybe to The Last Airbender in that sense, where, like, yeah, season one is good for sure, but... the later seasons absolutely blow it out of the water in comparison.
True.
Yeah, I heard that's kind of a slow show to start, but I've also not watched that before. That's something I'm interested in finding time to do so at some point. So yeah, I'm glad you've been enjoying it so far.
Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to watching more, and it's nice because they're like 10-minute episodes, so they're like really bite sized. So you don't have to like if you commit a serious chunk of time like you would to something like Invincible. Where every episode is, I want to watch it, but every episode's like an hour.
So our Gold Kappa train just ended, broke that record. We received Golden Kappa for 24 hours on a level 5 hype train emote.
There he is.
Hit that level 6. Okay. I didn't realize. Wild. 33 subs and 1,300 bits. Holy crap, guys. That's amazing.
Thank you
all so much. McSponkers gifted a tier 1 sub to XBlue007. Thank you. Clockworth Clone, thank you for your sub.
Our Drago, thank
seriously,
you for yours.
Seriously, everybody.
Yeah.
You are all so incredibly generous. And
especially
for
really this jank-ass episode. Thank you.
Yeah, seriously. I know we are all feeling pretty down about how that was, you know, going, and you have completely lifted our spirits and then some. So seriously, thank you so much.
I love all the Gold Kappas in chat right now.
I know, it's funny.
I know,
it's so really
good.
Funny.
And today I learned what gold kappa is.
I just realized that their kappa, it's the regular kappa mode, is just gold. And
it's just gold.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
The Game Orb is asking why it looks like me. You know, that's a good question.
That is a really good question, actually.
Are you a gold kappa?
I am the golden. I have been the golden kappa, the true one, all along. You caught me. I know we've been talking about Sonic 3 and TV shows and stuff. Really quick, they did release the first clip from the Knuckles series, which is launching later this month. I think yesterday. Okay, I was going to ask if either of you had seen it. Oh, I guess you have.
I missed that too.
Yeah, I got no idea.
I have seen it. It looks great. I check it out once we're done. It's really cute.
Do you have Paramount Plus?
I have it through a friend.
Yeah,
I have it through a friend. But honestly, I would have subbed for a month just for Knuckles because I got to watch that. There's no way I'm going to skip that. So if I didn't have it through one of my friends, I would have just subbed for a month just to watch it.
Yeah, I think the only thing I really saw from that is the Idris Elba being quoted about the next movie is going to have a lot of Easter eggs for the Sonic fans. I'm just like, oh, really?
I'm so excited.
Curious to see what they're gonna plant in there to find for all of us.
I can't believe we're like living in the timeline where we went from the initial Sonic movie model reveal to them actually making Sonic one of the best video game adaptations of all time. Crazy.
It's a weird feeling. And
speaking of which, I've not watched Fallout. I've not checked it out, but everybody's saying it's great.
Same. Yeah. I don't know much about Fallout in the sense that I haven't played any of the games. Never really got into them. Mm-hmm. But people are saying it's great whether you're a fan or you're not. And you're just going into it kind of clueless. I'd be curious to know what Becca thinks, our awesome community member Becca, because I know she's really into Fallout. At least I think she is.
The crazy thing is it's also canon to the video games. So that's...
Right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So you already said Fallout is amazing. Yeah.
Wow.
I got to add that to the list. There's just so much to watch these days, you know? There's just so much. We're working on Invincible Season 2 right now, and that's crazy right out of the gate. But we're adding, you know, Knuckles is coming soon. We've got to add Fallout to the list. There's just so much.
Amy and I are just watching the Tangled animated series, and we're nearly finished with the second season. But that's better than you would think also.
Good. Yeah, I've heard.
I'd say the Blake first season is a bit stronger than the second, but yeah.
Okay. Nice. Blaker 36, thank you for the tier one sub. Seriously, thank you so much. Hobo Phoenix 24, seeing your name in chat reminded me of something that I think you will find interesting, Derek. My wife and I have started Ace Attorney 5 Dual Destiny. Oh, so we're jumping in there.
You're ahead of me now.
First case, and I just ripped my headphones out of my ears in hype. We just started. We're still in the first case, but yeah.
As far as modern Ace Attorney, you've gotten ahead of me. I don't know if you've played Greatest Attorney yet, though.
Oh, no, we've played the dual. Yeah, both.
So then two. So unless you've played the Ace Attorney Cross Professor Layton game, that's my only the thing I'm above you at this point.
That I have not played. So we would play that if it was on a TV-friendly format. It just isn't yet.
I don't know.
But if they ever re-release it if they ever were to re-release it for like Switch or something, we'd totally play it. But we played Greatest Journey 1 and 2, although I haven't played the Edgeworth games. And you may have played, not the second. Okay, gotcha.
It'd be nice if we can get the Edgeworth games plus the crossover as just another trilogy type thing. And then have everything available on modern consoles. That'd be amazing.
Right? Before we move on to our patron topics, there was something I know you specifically wanted to talk about, Daniel, and I made sure to put that right at the very top of our GVG cast doc here. And I'll let you take this one away because you're the Persona mega fan of the three of us, I think. But apparently, according to the leaker Midori, who has shown to be reliable in the past, there are remakes of Persona 1 and 2 reportedly incoming. Take it away, man. What is your take on this?
Yeah, as you mentioned, Midori is a leaker within the community who's been noted for having a lot of, you know, a lot of these leaks that they've had have come true. So people are paying attention to this one right now. Persona 1 and 2, Persona 2 being a duology, These games might actually have a remake on the way, which is exciting because we've never really had, like, well, we've had the Persona 1 and Persona, one of the Persona 2 games remade on the PSP, but we never got the second one over here remade as well. We only had,
and
like,
a
that
lot of
one
people are not fans of the soundtracks on those games, if I remember right.
Oh, really?
It's like, so the soundtracks are kind of more in line with like Persona 3, I would say. Like, they're more modernized than what you remember. What is the original tone of Persona, like 1 and 2 on the original hardware? So people are like, some people, it's a bit divisive for sure. People prefer the old soundtrack. Some people don't mind the new soundtrack. I've only really listened to the music from the remade ones because one of the games we don't even have out here. So yeah, it's a weird like thing to pop up right now because we just got Persona 3 Reload. But this is definitely something that a lot of us have wanted because 1 and 2 are so different from the format of 3. Like, 3 established the format that we know now of like daily life, social links, the way they handle dungeons and whatnot with like Tartarus or what we become like castles and whatnot, palaces. So yeah, it's an unusual thing to see right now. I'm happy to see that it's here. I'm hyped to see if it actually becomes a thing. I'm not going to say no because people have been saying, hey, we want 1 and 2, especially 2, because 2 has probably one of the best stories of the entire Persona franchise that people don't know about because people haven't played that one. And because the format is a bit different from the rest of the series too.
It's, if I recall correctly from doing the retrospective, 2's plot is basically, there is a rumor that, well, rumors become real, or that sort of thing. And so you can, that sort of sets off things where all these rumors that start popping up start actually happening in the city, which is why you get Hitler back in one of the games.
Right.
Because yes. I think that's, yeah, the Fuhrer pops up in that way. But it also has a gameplay effect where you can spread rumors among NPCs in order to get better items in shops and stuff like that. So there's, you know, a gameplay benefit as well.
Yeah, yeah. There's so much weirdness about the series way back then. Because, yeah, part of it was like freaking Hitler in Persona. They put the shades on him and said, oh, no, that's the Fuhrer. That's not
right,
Hitler. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, it's a game where you can kill Hitler, so I mean, what the hell?
Yeah,
but anyways, yeah, it's a weird development to have happen right now. I'm not complaining, I'm just wondering, like, what's the time frame for Persona games right now? Because we're still waiting on like a Persona 6 potentially to be announced. I thought that's what would happen after 3, was that now's the wait and row to Persona 6. But I mean, if they're doing these kind of games in between those larger releases, or if like we get 6 and then they do like 1 or 1 in the middle of that, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting development to see as it happens. And it's just, I don't know what Atlas is doing lately. Like, they're releasing, I guess, first mission on Steam out of nowhere as well.
Right.
Like, that's another
that's so
thing
weird.
That's coming out.
Yay, preservation.
Like, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to definitely play that for the sake of preservation. But it's also just like, who greenlit this and said, yeah, let's bring back this mobile title that was on like flip phones way back in the day? Man.
And Tails could learn a thing or two, because there's a ton of Tails flip phone games, but I know those are lost to time.
Yeah.
There's so much they could do with that, too. But, yeah, Persona fans have a lot to look forward to in the coming months, so I'm excited.
They also have that Metaphor ReFantasio, like, stream happening on Monday. Like,
Monday.
Showing off new content from that, so that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah. Anyone want to join me for that one? I'll stream it.
I could join you to react to it. I'm not necessarily like as hype as you are about it, but I'm not like not interested.
I guess that would be a Twitch reaction if I had to guess, because I don't know how big the hype is for that one. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I know it. I mean, I'm certainly excited for it. It just looks so different. But
yeah, I mean, if it's better fit for Twitch, then that's fine. Either way, that whatever you guys think would be more suitable. I mean, I want to react to it one way or another. I want to see what they're cooking there.
Want to see what it's all about, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific, so I could certainly make that.
Oh, wow. 3 yeah. Pacific, you said? Yeah. That's six. I definitely can't make that.
Oh, okay.
Six.
Oh, yeah.
Six is right in the middle of dinner/getting kids ready for bed.
No worries.
I forgot that this one is actually at a reasonable hour for us and not like 6 in the morning for my time.
That's well,
but
can't have that.
Yeah, right. Brendan LH, thank you for the tier one sub. Really appreciate it. Well, with that said, why don't we go ahead and move on to our patron topics for the week? And as a reminder, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/GVGaming, where if you support us at the producer tier for $10 a month, you can suggest topics for each GVG cast, like the ones we're about to discuss right now. And Daniel, why don't you go ahead and get us started this week, man?
It's a good thing you chose me first, because I'm pretty much going to keep on talking about what I was just talking about.
Oh, perfect.
Mine comes from Marathon Max saying, happy 100th with so many giant games right now, out right now. What is your favorite 100 plus hour game that you've ever played? Yeah, I mean, the one that I recall investing myself with the most would probably be Persona 5, as far as like really long RPGs. Not even Royal, like the original Persona 5. That was during a time that was a bit difficult for me, because I remember I mentioned in a video not too long ago talking about Persona. That game arrived at my doorstep. The special edition arrived the same day that I had gone to a funeral for my grandmother. Oh, and it was like something that was able to help me get over that, because I was really close with my grandmother. I grew up with her for a long time. From childhood till like I went since when I started middle school, that's when we all kind of rearranged our living conditions, and I lived with my mom and dad again elsewhere. But that was like something that kind of helped me through all of that, because I was also with someone else at the time. We were playing that together side by side, just watching it. And yeah, they knew how into Persona I was, and to see it was when I started realizing that the series was getting a lot bigger than it actually was from, you know, from 4, from 3 prior. Like, people were really getting excited about the series, and I was enjoying like people talking about it, the hype surrounding it. And just the fact that, yeah, that's the game that also helped to kind of define what my art style would become going further. You could probably see it here and there on GVG, a very like bold, solid colors art style that I kind of, you know, made my own over the years. And yeah, that game is really important to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Spent a lot of time with that one. That's like the hardest one to platinum, which I did anyways, because I'm a madman like that for the series. But yeah, like... I cherish it more than Persona 5 Royal. I think I love Royal. I love like the extra ending, the extra season that comes past it. It definitely pushes the hours up by a lot. But I think at this time, I kind of think it somewhat overstays its welcome because of that. I mean, it's a great portion on its own, but I still enjoy like how the original 5 wraps up. And I definitely spent a lot of hours with that too. It's just a wonderful game that I spend a lot of time with. So yeah, that's pretty much the main one I could think of as far as games I spent 100 hours plus with at this point.
Nice, nice. Well, that's a really good pick. What about you, Derek?
Favorite 100 hour plus game I've ever played. There's a ton. Like, that's like Xenoblade. It's like most Xenoblade games, Persona. There's a lot of RPGs.
Yeah.
I could put Final Fantasy 14 on that list. So it's like, geez.
It's tough. I have a few that I have in mind that it's really hard to choose between.
I'm trying to think at the 100-hour marks, but honestly, the one that always sticks out to me is just a fantastic memory and just sort of has that same feeling as Daniel is Xenoblade 2. Just getting that early, spending the entire month before playing it nonstop, just sucking myself into that world. It was a magical experience. It was just, it blew me away, and I could not stop playing it. It was just so fun. You could hear how glowing my review was back in the day. It was just, I don't know, it just clicked with me in all that way. And I know a lot of people came sort of down on Xenoblade 2 for various reasons, which I understand, but it's still something special for me.
Yeah, I think Xenoblade 2 is probably one of my favorite in the series. That's the first one I played all the way through. Remember, I got Xenoblade Chronicles 1 on the Wii, because I remember how like hyped everyone was that these games actually made it over in localization, where like they brought over, they're here in the West now, like all globally. And I played it, but it didn't really seem like my style of gameplay at the time, so I didn't play very far into it. But when Xenoblade 2 came out, I was like, oh, okay, this is, I mean, it might be more of the same. But people were getting such glowing reviews about it. It sold like a million within the first month or so. And I was like, maybe I should try this one instead, because it looks a little more like up my alley. And so that's the first Xenoblade game I played all the way through. Went back and played 1 all the way and appreciated that for what it was. Definitive version came out after played 3. So yeah, that game helped me become a Xenoblade fan.
Nice.
Definitely way nice. Up there mm-hmm. in hours too.
Yeah, for sure. Oh man, I just saw Game Belt mention Dragon Quest XI S. Put that one up there too.
See, that was one of the ones I was thinking about. DQ11S, that's on my list.
I think that's one of the few RPGs I ever completed. Like, mm-hmm. literally did everything. I found every single chest in that game. That's how in-depth I went with it.
DQ11 is absolutely on my list. It is one of my very favorite RPGs of all time. It's really hard because I'm playing, I mean, it must be said, I'm playing one right now that could be it, and that's FF7 Rebirth. I'm easily going to clear 100 hours by the time that game's over. In fact, I'm getting pretty close right now, and that's easily on the list. Will it be my favorite 100-plus hour game yet? I don't know, but there's a good chance. So there's Rebirth, there's Dragon Quest XI S. I don't know if it's cheating or not, but I feel like I have to put Smash Brothers Ultimate on the list because I've played many hundreds of hours of that game and every other Smash game, but Ultimate's my favorite.
I can imagine so many fighting games for people on there for them that they just play it, you know, match after match after match.
But the other one, though, for me, and I, you know, of course, there's Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, but if I had to pick one, I go back to my game of the year from last year, or sorry, for 2 years ago, and that's Xenoblade Chronicles 3. I just love that game so much. I can't ever say enough good about it. It means something special to me. The themes of the story and the characters and the way it really affected me personally and just what's going on with it thematically, it really just had a profound impact on me. And so I love 1, I like 2, but Xenoblade 3 is like one of my favorite games ever. So that might have to be my pick, if not like Smash Ultimate, but it's really hard. And again, like I said, Rebirth right now. So
Cool.
Yeah, so it's really hard. There's so many good, you know, Tears of the Kingdom, there are so many good picks, but yeah, I think I'd probably have to hedge my bets on Xenoblade 3 right now. But thank you for that topic, Marathon Max. Derek, it's your turn, man.
I failed to look ahead on this one because I was so busy setting things up. But
no worries, I'll need to go first.
I'm trying to load a site because there's a fun one from Dan Alpha Lion that looks pretty fun, looks pretty interesting. But I don't know if the website will load for me. Oh, here we go.
Don't explode.
They say, I was recently inspired by an old Max Dude clip and found a free anagram generator on wordsmith.org. I want you all to type the name of any game or franchise you can think of into this link and report back with the funniest anagrams you can find. I already tried anagrams for Disney Epic Mickey, so y'all need to find some good ones in here. So, if you guys want to click on that link, and I'm going to actually start with, we'll give it a lot of letters to work with. So I'm going to go with Castlevania Order of Ecclesia.
Ooh, good. Yeah. I actually already had one. I was playing around with it before we started just to see. So I've got at least one good one.
You might want to do yours first because apparently it did not like the it's like, I got nothing somehow.
Oh, no.
Let me just try Castlevania straight up. Oh god.
All right, well I put in Final Fantasy, and one of the best ones that came up right away, Anal Ants Iffy.
Oh, here we go. Wow. Okay, just Castlevania definitely provides because I can choose Satanic Veil.
Nice. I love it.
Oh, this might take a moment to load for me.
A Vacant Lies. Oh, what the?
God, hold on. Truly a website for everything.
Oh, God. A Lava Incest. What the hell?
Oh, no. Huh? Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Let's see.
Saliva Cat N. let's see. I'm surprised you didn't put in Mega Man Ash.
I did at first, and I didn't find anything right away that that stood out to me. But here we go. I put in Kingdom Hearts. I got Thread Smoking. Dark Something, which actually works really well. Dark Something.
It's Dark Something. Dark Something. Oh my gosh. I love this. Resident Evil Relieved Knits.
Nice.
Or Derisive Lent. Oh god.
It won't load.
Ranged Hot Skim.
Veiled Insert.
So good. Staged Honk Rim. Have you put anything in, Daniel?
What's one it you want to put load. In? I'll try mine.
Oh well.
Hold on. Let me try one more time. Maybe I'm putting things that are too long. It's just not thinking.
Yeah, I just tried putting in Tales of Symphonia, and that gave me nothing.
I put this in for you, Dana. I put in Fire Emblem for you, and I got Beer Me Film, Limb Reef Me.
Oh God, I put in Street Fighter. And got Register Theft.
Nice.
Or Refer Titus.
Okay.
Ah, yes. The Legend of Zelda. Faded Held Lozenge.
Oh, God. Oh, here we go. I got one. Let's see if this works.
Wow, I should like putting more this
one. I can only do a few more of this. You know what? This actually works out pretty well. I put in Stardew Valley and we got Traveled Ways.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Better, oh, though, is A Dwarves Telly.
Put in Chrono Trigger and got Grocer Ring Hot.
Grocer Girth Ring on. Hot.
I like Grocer Girth On. That's good.
Oh, God.
Too many users.
Oh, this is fun. This is a dangerous rabbit hole. Oh
yeah, it really is. I'm only going to put in one more. I put in Bloodborne. Okay, Bloodborne didn't do anything. Oh yeah, too many users. Oh, no. We flooded it.
Somnia got anal natives for Final Fantasy.
Oh no.
Oh God.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Know what last
no.
put in, but they got Beer Me Film.
That's so
Xenoblade
good.
Got Enabled Ox or Axe Blonde. Which close with Mithra.
But yeah, I think we destroyed the servers.
Oh, yeah,
I think so.
We've made this too popular.
Oh man.
Well, what about yours, Ash? What's your one? Thank you for that fun, Dad Alpha.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Thank you for that, Alpha Lion. So I picked two because the second one is just a really fun, quick one. So the first one is A Drink to the Past, who asks, Cholula or Tabasco? No, we don't have Franks. We had some, but I used the last bottle because I put that shit on everything. So you actually picked, you left out the best choice, which is Sriracha. I put Sriracha on everything. Well, not everything, but most everything. But if I have to actually answer your specific question, Tabasco, specifically the green jalapeno Tabasco. I love that stuff. It's so tangy and spicy and delicious. It enhances the flavors of anything you put on it. But yeah, it's got to be green Tabasco or Sriracha. But I love me some hot sauce. Either way, I put it on everything. What about you guys?
Neither.
Oh, man. I don't really sauce anything.
Yeah, I don't either. I'll use my ketchup. I'll use my mustard.
No, you're killing me. You don't. You're not part of the hot sauce.
You need to talk. You need to talk to Chase, our oldest. He's the one who loves the hot sauce stuff. He'll go hard for that. Like he loves it. The spicier, the better.
That's me. My wife and I both.
He wants to try those challenges where he's like, you got to sign a waiver.
Yep. I mean, there's definitely a point at which, like, spice overtakes flavor, and that I'm not a fan of that. I don't like spicy for spicy's sake, but spicy flavors. I just give me that all the time. My wife and I both love spicy food.
I discovered at the grocery store, they had Hot Pockets for the hot ones, the lowest one. But I looked online to see if they had any hotter ones because Chase likes that show. And so I wanted to see if there was any hotter ones for him. And I looked online and they do have the spicier blends for hot ones.
Oh, really?
If you want to have a Hot Ones Hot Pocket.
So I haven't seen that in the stores around here.
I don't think it's in stores. I think it's something you have to order online.
Oh, you have to order it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, consider me interested.
Let's see.
I'll try anything new and spicy.
I'm just looking up to see what they got here. So they have, they do have one that is at their max level, the 10 out of 10. It's Fiery Hot Pepperoni. Oh, yeah. So they have a 2 out of 10, Ooh. A 5 out of 10, and a 10 out of 10.
I'd be down for that. Give me some of that fiery hot pepperoni.
Yeah. So I saw the mild one there, but I did not see the 10 out of 10 one, which I would absolutely get Chase if I found it. But I'm not going to order online because it's frozen. So how do you do that?
Oh God. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I'm always down to talk about hot sauce. Thank you. A Drink to the Past. Did I cut you off, Daniel? Did you have something else to add?
No, you're good.
Okay. But my main topic this week comes from Cutie Caitlin, who says, let's celebrate that big 100. What's the panel's favorite GVG moments from early days to recent times? Was it Tubbs? Maybe a comment, a certain video you made? Let's hear it. Definitely not the Tubbs, because as funny as they are for all of you on the other end, they're so painful for us. They hurt. They're painful. One of my favorite GVG videos is still the machine that John built in Tears of the Kingdom to pet the dog. Since you can't actually pet the dog, you can do everything in that game except pet the dog, and John made it so you can. He devised a machine to do it, and I thought that was one of the coolest videos we've ever done. But another one of my favorite videos is, we don't really get to, it's hard because we're all in different time zones, so we don't often get to collaborate on videos as a full team very often, but we did for our top 28 dogs in gaming video, and I'm really sad it didn't do better, because I wanted to, like, that seemed like such a slam dunk topic because it's dogs, and like we wanted to piggyback off that and do like the best cats in gaming, the best whatever other cute animals in gaming. But it was such a fun video to do because we all collaborated. We all put our heads together. We all selected some dogs, recorded our own bits for it, put it all together. It was a true team effort that we just don't get to do that very often because we're in so many different time zones and such. And that was just one of the most fun videos I think we've ever done all together. And I really, really enjoyed that one. The other favorite GVG moment I'll remember, and I'll never forget it, is when we announced that John was coming back to the team. And, you know, we had I guess it was Today's News Tonight, technically, still, before we made the switch to GVG Cast, I think.
Yeah.
And it was just so cool because we had the wind at our backs and we had so many of our content creator friends dropping into chat, telling us how happy they were that we are all back together and that, like, the team is truly complete again. I got emotional on stream. I definitely, cried a little bit. It just felt like almost like the Avengers Endgame moment where just everybody had our backs and was dropping in to say how happy we were that the crew is back together fully. And that I'll never forget that. That was a really special moment for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Man, where's that photo? I did some kind of like meme photo of that too.
Really?
Thanos was putting all the stones in, and then he puts John in, and it's just
oh yeah, I think I remember that.
Maybe I'll pull it up for the post show. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was a great moment.
That was great.
Personal reasons, it's sort of a proud moment for me because I went in, made it without expecting much, but just had this off idea, and sometimes those aren't really built into much, but I'm still incredibly proud of the Shin Megami Tensei retrospective, especially because for the longest time, our most watched video on YouTube was John's old what was his stuff called?
What's that track?
Yeah, What's That Track with Scott and Nitro. I forget. Anyway. I beat a Scott the Waz video on our channel and got it to be even more, you know, get even more views. That was a very, very proud moment for me. It's like, yay, it did it. Took a while to build up to it because it was just one of those slow builds. And I'm fingers crossed that it'll just keep building it. So it's like it's getting closer and closer to that 1 million. So it's just sort of the one of dreams.
Nice. What about you, Daniel?
Oh, man. My favorite moment was being a part of you all's family. No, for really, actually, like, just joining you guys for the first time, that was something that I didn't expect me, little art director, little art graphic artist back then, to be a part of. It was one episode for Today's News Tonight back then. That was when I had done a job for Suda 51 and Grasshopper Manufacture. And it was for it was promoting No More Heroes 3 for No More Monday. And I was invited on to just chat about it. And that was the first time I really had been on camera as much as I had been at back in the day. I wasn't even using my headband back then because my hair wasn't as crazy as it is now. that happened. And then weeks after, I was with you guys and at PAX West. And we did like live shows of, you know, Today's News Tonight, and I had not been on camera very often until then, so that was just me kind of getting used to the ropes and everything. And so yeah, more or less just getting together and, you know, doing things together, feeling like I'm a part of the GVG crew has been very fulfilling in many ways. Doing my first video was, I was just gonna make a dumb short about like this, like 5 minutes of 5 years of the Switch in 5 minutes. But actually it wasn't even 5 minutes. I just kind of made it that length because I just posted the dumb thing in chat and you guys were like, oh, this is pretty funny, you should make a whole video of it. And I was like, if you say so, I will do whatever you guys suggest. And I made that one longer, and it took a long time from that one to the next one, but that's what kind of got my groove to do more videos for the channel. And there's been some pretty good ones, I think, out there that I'm pretty proud of working on. I think the one I like the most is probably the one where I talk about Nintendo logos for like half an hour. That was a very in detail. I've done the most, like, that was the most heavily edited video I've ever done on the channel before and since. But that one, seeing everyone kind of validate me with the Tales of Symphonia video, where it's just so dang broken.
Oh yeah,
still my highest viewed video at this point. There's a lot of moments, like starting Good Vibes Arcade on this channel. We started on YouTube and then we moved over to Twitch like not long after, and just watching the community grow from back then to now, and to see everyone just kind of come together and just enjoying, you know, getting together to vibe like this, like, you know, every week now on this channel for GVG Cast. It's a really nice feeling. So I'd say the best is yet to come. So thanks all for the good times and for the last 100 GVG Cast episodes.
For sure.
Well, damn, I couldn't have said it better myself. Perfect way to close that out, Daniel, seriously. that brings us, brings our patron topics for the week to a close. As one more reminder, we do have a Patreon, patreon.com/GVGaming, where if you support us at the producer tier for just $10 a month, among other perks, you get to suggest topics just like the ones we just talked about. And that does bring us to a close for, I guess this is, it's weird because we did have a lot of, you know, 100th episode stuff in this, but I guess technically we're making this, what, like 99.5?
I don't know what we want to do. I mean,
I don't either.
Do we want to count?
It's really hard to say.
I don't know.
I mean, we broke the hype train record.
I guess that is true. But it feels so wrong for this to be the 100th.
I know, because, I don't know. I guess we'll have to talk about it internally and then figure out what we're going to do.
You guys tell us. Do you count this or not? I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Or maybe we pull a square and make it like 100-2. It'll be like the sequel to episode 100.
Oh, God.
Before this being 101. School of Rock and Roll says, own this being the 100, not everything has to be perfect.
I suppose.
I don't know. A lot of people are saying count it. It's hard to say.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll talk.
We're going to deliberate. Yeah. We might talk about it a bit more in our post show too, which you could be a part of.
Yeah.
If part of the line.
You know, this is a good one. Mosferatu said, and that's a great name, by the way, says, count it and then make 101 the special episode, because technically that is 100 episodes later than our first one. So that way we can have our cake and eat it too. Yeah. Anyway, we'll deliberate internally and figure it out. But either way, thank you for being here, everyone, for either our 99 and a half episode or our 100th episode or our first 100th episode, whatever we decide to end up making it. We really appreciate you all being here and showing us so much love with all the gift subs and the hype train. Like, seriously, we could not be more thankful. So as always, we have to give a special shout out to all of our patrons at the producer tier and above for helping to make everything we do here happen, because without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you so very much. And as always, we have to give an extra special shout out to all of our patrons at the executive producer tier and above. And those fine, amazing, incredible, wonderful folks include Brandon Bovia, Cutie Caitlin, Fangs, Z Patty, Sky Blue Flames, Eastman 23, Adam O'Sullivan, Richard Herrera, Logan Daniel, The D-Pad, Blake, Joy Content, Angel Martinez, Vedran, Joshua Hunter, Benny Yao, Azran 127, Black King, Joseph Rutkin, Geeky Griffin, Lucky Wonderfish, Wataniac, Top Dog 23100, Young Ben Kenobi, Andrew Medeiros, Darchi, Ikaro, Esax 08, Michael McCaw, Matthew Wong, Goron Amber CPHT, Too Much Spaghetti, Bane 400, Ascaron 809, Ryaner, Benji Bear Pup, The Game Orb, Super Gamer Dude 101, Ravelox, Rosa Pardo Bowling, hello Steve's mom, Dark Steel 01, Jason Uloa, Jaden Buck, Cystic Warrior 29, Super Dank Awesome Unicorn Guy, Derek, Colin, Blaystar 25, Twilord, Mumbling Yeti, Cameron Sharp, Keel, Hustlebun, Noah Fitterer, Calvin Atkinson, Brainchild, the entire state of Wisconsin, Jim Wakelin, Zlaker, Andy Mine P, Aramis Baramis, Kyle the Monarch, Lord Metarex, Blaze Collard, Eric, Cat Eevee Person 5, Peyton Thiel, Mega Beatman True Blue Reviews, Ryan Hanley, Somnia, The Game Jamie, Zombie Joe, and last but certainly not least, Marathon Max. Thank you all so incredibly much for your support. We are off to our patron exclusive post show. We will see you next week for the next episode of GVG Cast, whatever number it ends up being. So, hey folks, Ash here. We lost the rest of the outro to all the craziness going on with Derek's computer, but I'm pretty sure you know exactly what I was going to say. Good night and good vibes. We hope you enjoy the show.